Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Look, this one, I heard it only just the other day. I got a phone call from one of the family, and I thought, no. And this is where we've gone to as far as society is concerned in a way. Not everybody. But certainly there's opportunists out there, isn't there? And they'll make the most of any opportunity to actually get what they can for nothing.
Mm.
Now, we all know that the late now, Norm Quinn, was the great man from the fruit shop in Mitchell Street, Bendigo. He was there forever, you know, probably, I think it was 60 years. I could be wrong. In fact, it might have even been more.
Mm.
So he was there for a very long time, right? Within 48 hours of the great Norm passing away, people had broken into his house and stolen various items. Now, one of the issues there is that, you know, Norm was, had a lot of stuff. So you wouldn't know what was missing and what wasn't.
Mm.
Just to make matters worse, after that, not far after that, they broke into the shop in Mitchell Street because, you know, Norm being a bit older, wouldn't have had any alarms.
Mm.
So what's happened there with the family, and they won't mind me passing this on, after that I'd suggest they probably looked at it and said, well, okay, it's all getting a bit hard. The actual close, the shop closes next week in Mitchell Street. So the first time since, I don't know, probably forever, 40s, whatever, it will be closing for good. That is the fruit shop.
The absolute end of an era,
so
isn't it?
So next Thursday, that will be it. The shop will close. And thanks very much to all the scumbags that went in there and knocked stuff off. And also to the fact that, you know, the house as well. So, again, all we can say to those people, it's on our Triple M Facebook page. If you know anything, if someone's bragging or whatever, make sure you let the coppers know because they need to
be called. They're still on the run, obviously.
No doubt. I mean,
it's just so sad. It is, you don't know what goes through people's brains, do you, to do something so low?
Yep.
Awful stuff.
Yeah,
awful,
it's not good. Awful. I mean, no one getting their house broken into is good. Have you had your house broken into? Or anything broken
into?
I'm
going to knock on wood here. Yeah. No, I haven't.
It feels like you've been violated.
I'd hate it,
I remember a car. I left a car because I ran out of fuel. It's going back about 30 years with an old XA over in Kennington. And I parked it there. And the next day when I got there, I could see the interior light on. And because it was early, because I wanted to get the car.
Yeah.
And the door was just open. So it's just a horrible feeling. And if you've had your house knocked over or anything, you know that. It just doesn't feel the same for a while. It's like someone's violated you. Not different situation
here,
because Norm's
here.
Not with us. But again, it's the same pretenses, and that is that leave other people's stuff alone, you scumbags.
Oh, and particularly when someone isn't here to defend themselves.
Right.
It's made my skin crawl. And, yeah, please, as Coggo said, if you know anything, people will be bragging.
Oh, of course they will.
Jump on our Triple M Facebook page and let us know, and more importantly, call the police.
I'm not one. I grew up in an era that you just didn't dob on people. You didn't do that. That wasn't the going thing.
But I'm telling you now, if
I knew someone had knocked off that stuff and someone told me, guess what, I'm going straight to bloody Sergeant Brooks or whoever, and you've called me a dobber all you like, because that there is not good enough. And, I mean, there's people in our community doing that crap. It's ordinary. Rest in peace anyway, Norm.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.